We know that the miracle of Hanukkah lasted for 8 days. This is why we celebrate Hanukkah for 8 days. I'll tell you the truth. This is not the real reason. The real reason is that if you eat latkes, they have so much oil in them that your stomach is burning for 8 days. This is why Hanukkah is that amount of time. Okay, but all jokes aside, we know that when the Jews came back to the temple, they saw that all the oil was defiled and they were not able to light the menorah. And then they found one jug of oil that was supposed to last 1 day. And the process of making new oil takes 8 days, but they lit it right away because they didn't want to delay lighting on menorah, and they lit it. And then the menorah was burning for 8 days till the new oil was made. Okay. The events of Hanukkah were taking place after the Torah was given, so they could have not been in the Torah. We have biblical holidays like Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Sukkot, Pesach, Shavuot, and then we have non-biblical holidays like Purim, like Hanukkah. That's the difference. And this is why, by the way, we cannot work by law, just like on Shabbat, only for biblical holidays. Hanukkah and Purim, we can drive a car, we could turn on lights. On biblical holidays, like Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, we cannot. That's not the difference, because when a rabbi instituted a holiday, the rabbis don't have the power of just saying, you know what, you are not allowed to perform any work and turn on lights on this and this day. So only if it's written in the Torah. That's why you can work on Purim and Hanukkah. So now, after we figured out that Hanukkah is 8 days because of this miracle happening for 8 days, we will be able to take a deeper look and find a deeper meaning in that. Very often, people ask me, Rabbi, please tell me, is 7 a Jewish number? Is 3 a Jewish number? Is 18 a Jewish number? To which I answer, yes, 3, 7, 18 are all Jewish numbers because every number is a Jewish number. We have a meaning to all numbers. Just like words have meaning, just like letters have meaning, numbers also have meaning. So there is a meaning to number 8. And in order to understand what the meaning of number 8 is, we have to understand first, what the meaning of number 7 is. 7 precedes 8, as far as I know. The Torah is telling us that the world was created in 7 days. And it is interesting to note that every measurement of time that we have, day, year, month, is connected to nature. In other words, if I don't look at the clock, if I wake up and I don't even know how long I slept for, I can look at the sun and tell you about approximately what time it is. I could figure it out because time of a day is connected to nature. If I don't know what time of a year it is, just by looking at nature, I could tell you approximately at least what season it is. If I know more about astronomy, I can tell you by the positioning of the sun and everything else, I can tell you what time of a year it is. So year is a cycle of a sun. Month, at least originally, was a cycle of a moon. Day is a cycle of Earth spinning around. So we figured it all out. All of these measurements of time are connected to nature. There is only one measurement of time which is not connected to nature at all. And this is a week. If I suddenly wake up from a deep sleep and I forget everything, and I don't know what time of a day it is, I could figure out what time of a day it is. If I don't know what time of a year it is, I can figure out what time of a year it is. Time of a month, I can figure out time of a month. I cannot figure out what day of the week it is because there's no natural indication for a day of the week at all. Why? And I'll tell you. Because all of other measurements come from the nature around us. A concept of a week is coming only from one source, and this is the Torah. Because God created this earth in 7 days. And this is why, by the way, nations that were not influenced by Judaism through Christianity or Islam do not have a concept of a week. China did not have a concept of a week till recently when they started dealing with Europe and America. Their culture historically never had a week. And we now understand that 7 days, even though it's a weird number, it would be much easier if we would have a week of 10 days. It's much easier to operate, or at least 8 days, because eight you could split in half, you could split in four. It's a much easier number to deal with. Seven is a weird number, hard number to deal with. Why in the world would you make a week 7 days? It just doesn't make any sense. It's true, because the only reason why we have a week is because God created the world in 7 days. Now, when God was creating the world in 7 days, God had two types of these days. God had a weekday, which is Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. And then God had a Saturday, a Shabbat, one day. What is the difference? We see that nothing physical was created on the seventh day, on Shabbat. Shabbat was not one of the days when something came about. Look in the Torah. Every single day of the 6 days of creation, something came about. Shabbat, nothing came about. So what was done on Shabbat? Why is Shabbat a part of 7 days of creation? The answer is because on this day, spirituality was created. God elevated this world to a higher spiritual level on that day on Shabbat. So in other words, 6 days, the physical of this world was created. On one day, the spiritual of this world was created. This is the difference between the first 6 days and the seventh day. And that's why we are commanded to rest on the seventh day, not to do any physical work. Okay, so number seven is alluding to the highest spiritual level we can reach in this world. Shabbat is the highest level of this world. Shabbat is the most spiritual day of this world, but it's still within this world. So now, if we look at number eight, is above this world. This is why, by the way, we circumcise our children on the eighth day, because circumcision is our union, is our commitment to something higher than this world. Circumcision is called a covenant. It's our covenant between us and God, who is higher than this world. And this is why it's on the eighth day, because we are connecting to something above ourselves. And this is also the reason why we have Hanukkah 8 days, because it says that the light of Hanukkah is higher than this world. Why is it? Because when the temple was defiled, there were people who were stronger than us, and they destroyed our spirituality. They were able to put out the menorah, which was the highest spiritual level of this world. And this is why, by the way, menorah in the temple had 7 candles. Today, when we light Hanukkah menorah, it has 8 candles. The menorah in the temple had 7 candles because it was the highest spiritual level of this world. And evil people came and they were able to overpower the highest spirituality of this world. So in order to rekindle the menorah, we needed something above this world. We needed a light which is higher. This is why the miracle of Hanukkah did not make any sense. We were fighting a mighty army, the strongest military power of the world. A few Jews with their pots and pans, with no military experience, with no knowledge of fighting wars. They were able to win a war with the strongest army of the civilized world back then. How is it possible? It's a miracle. The answer is it's a miracle because a light which is higher light than this entire world came down to help us. And this is why we did it. And this is why Hanukkah is 8 days long.